It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Begin by getting your thoughts on Stuart Webber and the fact that he has signed a new deal. How significant is that for this club?
Crucial and brilliant news for this club and for everyone who's involved with Norwich City, because Stuart is a cornerstone for our success in the recent 2 years, and so important for this club. So my attitude. So it's. Yeah, of course, we're all singing the and praising pretty often the names of the players when you have a brilliant signing, or even sometimes as a coaching member of the coaching staff, or even the head coach or whatever. But it's the most important thing is that the key people who are responsible for the mid and long-term success of the club, are they full of quality and are the right persons. And for that, I'm 100% happy that Stuart signed a new contract, because I know that he's top quality in his job. So you can't stop his quality. So either he will lead this club on the mid and long term to unbelievable success, or will be one day in charge for one of the best clubs in the world. So I'm pretty sure, because he has got the full package. And I have worked, meanwhile, several years in football, and also for example, a big club like Borussia Dortmund or whatever. So I have, meanwhile, several experiences. And one thing is for sure, Stuart Webber has got the whole package, and for that, he will lead this club to amazing success, I'm pretty sure.
You talk about him going perhaps somewhere else and to a big club. Is that actually a bit of a concern?
No, never a concern. So, like I said, so either he will lead this club to unbelievable big success in mid and long term, permanent, or he will be in charge of one of the best clubs in the world. So, and we'll see what the future will bring. But the most important thing is right now that he committed the next 3 years to work for the yellow shirts, and that's definitely good news for us.
That's good news. Do you have any positive news on players for this weekend? I mean, you were without what? Eight senior players last
year? Yes, exactly. Nine players were out. So not many changed, because we have many long-term injuries. The good thing is that Patrick Roberts is back, because he was not available because he was on loan for Man City. So he's back. It's also good news that Grant Henley had a normal week. He's also fully fit. And last week he was just ready for a few minutes, but right now he's also available. And some good news also with Moritz Leitner. So since 2 days he's back in team training. We are still a bit careful with him, but at least he will travel with us to Burnley. And he will be in the squad as well.
With Grant, is he fit to start now?
Yes, he would be fit to start, definitely. So, because he's meanwhile since 10 days back in team training, and for that, on the negative side, we just have one hit against Kenny McLean's knee during this week. He was out just for 1 day, but not a concern, so he can play. And Ralph Fairman will be out for tomorrow. He's got groin problems since 2 days, just a slight problem, so just 7 to 10 days he will be out. So we'll miss this game tomorrow, perhaps also the next game, but not a big problem, but he will be out for tomorrow at least.
How have things been this week? I mean, you've beaten Manchester City last weekend. Has everyone been walking around the training ground smiling?
Yes,
a happy place?
Yes, the sun was shining during this week. That's definitely for sure. And I think it's also important that you enjoy this also a bit, because if you don't value such a situation, was a really big win, of course, just 3 points, we're not naive, but was of course an amazing day for the whole club and for all the supporters. It's important that you enjoy this also for 1 or 2 days, but then since Monday evening, or later since Tuesday, we went back to proper, really concentrated, focused work, and more or less you got the feeling, so from day to day we were more concentrated in order to be there with a good performance and a good result, hopefully at Burnley as well. So this game against Man City was, of course, good for the confidence, for the mood, but it won't help us at all at Burnley. So it will be a completely different game, and for that we all know this, and yeah, we are prepared.
You showed that you can do it against Manchester City. You can beat them. Do you now have to prove that you can do it against the likes of Burnley and the match afterwards against Crystal Palace?
Yes, so in football it's always the same. You always have to prove it again and again, week by week, and this is quite important also in different games. So it's not the solution to say, okay, right now we've beaten one of the best teams, if not the best team in the world, with a brilliant approach, and right now you just press a button and do the same again, and then you will win all the other games. So no other team is playing in this style like Man City, so all the other teams have different approaches, and for that you will always have to work on different topics. And for example, the Burnley game will be completely different to Man City, and we are still unbelievably modest. So we know that Burnley is, meanwhile, since several years allowed to play in the top flight and in the best league in the world, and we are there since five game days. So we are praised, and to be there after this tough start, already to be there with 6 points, is a really good situation. But we know that we just have proved since five game days that we are competitive on this level, and we have to go for that.
Burnley. An example for you in terms of, they are now an established Premier League club.
Yes, so when a club is successful, you always will find some topics and some themes that are important, and you can't copy such a club. So, for example, we are totally a different club in comparison to Burnley in so many ways, also perhaps in the way we play and our approach or whatever. But one thing is for sure, when you stick together and you are there with this spirit and big commitment and togetherness, and this is what shows Burnley since years, and to be there with a fighting spirit and to have a clear philosophy and a clear way how you go into the games, and you stick to this plan. Also, when the face is sometimes the wind is sometimes in your face, then you can be successful. And in this terms, it's it can be definitely a role model. Yes.
Do you think that beating Manchester City last weekend has made other clubs perhaps a bit more wary of you? Have you made people sit up and take notice?
No, perhaps. Yeah, there was more attention. That's quite normal. So yeah, it was pretty busy also with the media or whatever during this week. But in general, so I think it was not an unbelievable big surprise for all the other clubs in Premier League level, because they are prepared. They know how we play. They know that there is quality. They know that we are competitive. So even when we played, for example, against Liverpool, so Jurgen Klopp was pretty aware that he has to be there with a good performance in order to beat us. And yeah, Chelsea, for example, Frank Lampard was there with many, many nice words even before the game. So I think everyone is aware that it's not easy to win games against us. And so for that, I don't think it changed a lot. So of course, so we have proved that we are able to be sometimes even able to win games on top level, and there's good news to be honest, but I wouldn't interpret too much into this one.
You scored lots of goals, scored 9, conceded 12. That's more than anyone else. Is that a concern to you?
Not a concern, but definitely a topic we are working on. That's definitely for sure, because it's always important that you find a good balance, and you always have to be solid in your defending. And my feeling was our defending was in several games really good. For example, against Newcastle, it felt a bit more like a clean sheet, if I'm honest. We conceded one goal in the 93rd minute. So also our defending against Man City right now was top class. Yeah, you can't deny all this quality, and sometimes they've scored goals for fun so far, but in general, our defending behavior was good. But I would definitely prefer also to return from a game with a clean sheet, and it's also important. So we know that we are attacking side. It doesn't help that so many defensive players are injured. That's also for sure. But it's a topic we can't change at the moment. And for that, we have to go further on. But to be solid in defending and really, really concentrate also in your defensive work is also a key. Yes, definitely.
What did you make of the Finnish Prime Minister presenting Emmanuel Macron with a Pukki shirt? What does that say about Timo Pukki?
Yeah, first of all, it says nothing about his reputation in Finland. So that's quite sure. I was a bit surprised. I thought this Finnish lady Kaisa Mäkäräinen would be a presenter shot. So it's more like, from the Finnish, what is it, cross skiing squad or whatever. It's even more famous in Finland than football. Was my thought, but in general, so no. The Prime Minister chose Timo Pukki, and I would say not a bad choice. That's for sure.
It raises his profile even further, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely, and to be honest, he deserves it because he's delivering over since a long time right now, and also he can handle it. That's even more important. So sometimes when a guy is not that settled down, his personality, you would think about, okay, oh, right now it could be difficult that he lose the ground under his feet, but Timo won't lose his ground under his feet. So he's so humble and so modest, and we were already joking a bit about this situation. And yeah, it's good that Emmanuel Macron, meanwhile, has a shirt right now. So I'm not sure. Perhaps Timo could also help anyhow to solve the Brexit situation or whatever. But yeah, perhaps this situation could even for him be a bit too difficult. Or
Yes, wish you well.
yes, thank you.
Has Angela Merkel got one of your shirts now?
Not yet, not yet.
On a serious note, what on the injuries? Mario Rancic, no chance for this weekend.
No, no chance. So hopefully he can return back to team training at any point during next week, but not for tomorrow.
Just clarify, what did you say, Ralph had done? Did you say?
Yeah, a slight groin problem. So he overstretched his leg a bit when he tried to save a ball. So not a big problem. I would say, let's say, if this tomorrow would be the last game of the season and we could ri risk a bit and it would be a Champions League final, we would try everything in order to make him fit for this game. But we have so many games, we don't want to risk a bigger injury, and we can't risk any more bigger injuries at the moment, if I'm honest. And for that, he won't be involved tomorrow. So hopefully he can return already for the next game. So the physio said he will be out for about 7 days, and we will see. It's not a big problem.
Just one more on Man City. Were you surprised by the scale of the reaction, not inside the club, maybe, but outside, media, fans, not just nationally, probably around the world? Were you surprised by the scale of that reaction? What did you make of it?
Well, it was a lot, to be honest, and I wouldn't interpret it too much into this game, and I was not carried away. For that, the reaction was perhaps even a bit too big. But to be honest, so it was not a big surprise because Man City is such a important topic in all countries, and when there is a win of a team against them, it's always a big topic. So when I think about the last season, so Liverpool just lost, I think, one game. Man City was also there with two games or something like this. So it's, of course, they were unbeaten since 18 games. I think they finished the last season with 12 wins in a row, and they started this season with 3 wins and 1 draw. And when you watch their draw against Tottenham, it was actually a joke that they didn't win this game. So, of course, it was then a big surprise also in the way we played. So it's not like sometimes everything is coming together. So sometimes it's a day like Christmas and Easter together, and then Man City hits 8 times the crossbar and 6 times the post, and they get a red card after 10 minutes. And anyhow, with a 3 times deflected strike, you win this game anyhow 1-0. But I heard no one say after this game that this win was not deserved for us. And I think our performance made it even more special. And for that, yeah, there was a lot of attention, a lot of praise. And to be honest, I got the feeling we deserved this, but it's also important that we handle this.
For you as a coach, though, this week, since you've got back into the training cycle with your players, have you had to talk to them about that and almost right put that away in the box? That's gone. Now we're looking forward to Burnley. Or have you got a group now who know that already without you having to get that message across?
Yes, we have proved that we can handle success. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able in last season to finish with more than 90 points and so many unbeaten games in a row. So we have proved this already that we're capable to do this. I was not concerned at all. But of course, we spoke about this topic because, it was, of course, huge attention that even the players got sometimes, and the praise or whatever. And of course, we mentioned it that, okay, we have to value this and also take the mood and the confidence out of this game, but without being too carried away. So we were just able to be there with such a good performance because we invested everything. We were focused, we were disciplined, we were hardworking, and stick to our principles. And this is exactly what we have to do further on, because if we give 1 or 2% less, then we have no chance in this league.
Thank you. more on the Stuart Webber contract. When you were obviously in talks about your contract, I'm sure you wanted to know really where Stuart saw his future. How important was that to your actual decision to know that he was planning to be here in the short to mid-term, a bit longer?
It was important because we have a special relationship, and this relationship is full of trust. And we're heading both in the same direction with our thoughts for this club, also for the future. And of course, we spoke this time about his situation, and he gave me the right message, and it was also like pretty important for me, because he's also unbelievably important that I came here to Norwich, and also. It's a pleasure to work with him, and for that he was pretty important also for my decision to commit to this club also with long term.
Come on, from you on Burnley, What type of threat do they pose tomorrow, and what areas do you have to be good at? Is it too obvious to say they're a very physical side, they get balls in the box, big powerful strikers are playing with two up top more often than not? Is it just about that area of the game, or do you see it on a broader level?
So there are several topics we have to work on, but it's certainly right. So this is exactly their approach, and further on they have an unbelievably experienced group of players, and they used to play with each other, so they know each other, so they stick together, and you always got the feeling when you see Burnley, it's a team with a good mentality and great bunch of lads and who are sticking together and fight for each other, and this is really a special atmosphere, especially in professional football. On this level, I like a lot. So their togetherness and their bravery and their spirit, and for that they have good footballers without any doubt, experienced footballers. But they are also a pretty physical side, and they are also always dangerous with their crossing situations, dangerous out of set plays. They always awake and switch on to create a good surrounding for second balls and sharp enough to win the second balls. And they have many bodies in the box, and we have to be unbelievably awake in these topics. So when we fight for the second balls, we have to be unbelievably awake in for example crossing defending and how to defend our own box, and especially at home. So I'm pretty sure that against a newly promoted side like us, they will be greedy to be there with the next win at home, and they've proved several times when they need some points, especially in the home games, they're able to deliver even against sides with a better and bigger reputation than just a newly promoted side. And for them, I'm full of respect of Sean's work and full of respect of Burnley.
It's final for me. You sort of asked in terms of Burnley or maybe a template club, not in the style of play or maybe even the culture of the club, but you know, they finished, I think, 16th their first season on part of the Football League, and then the following season they finished 7th, and now they're 4 consecutive seasons in the top flight. As a club who've shown it's possible, can you take a lot from them and how they've done it?
Yes, in this terms they are definitely a role model, because it's a club where you could realize, okay, from step by step they try to improve, also not with a biggest possibilities in terms of spending money. Of course, they have better possibilities because they are meanwhile a permanent member in the Premier League than us, for example. But got the feeling they are modest. They are with both feet on the ground. They know where they're coming from, and they stick together and they develop from day to day. In these terms, how you are capable to become a permanent member of the Premier League, they are a perfect role model, and for that again, so I like a lot what they have done in the past, and we are full of respect. Yes.
I mean, Wendy is saying he's hoping for an Argentina call up. Would be good for a Norwich player play alongside Messi instead of him, because he's done the thing.
Yes, I'm not sure. So last time, so we were a bit unlucky with the outcome of the national games, so with many injuries. So for that, I don't know if I should be overly happy, but of course, so fingers are crossed for me that at one point in the future he will get a call, and more or less, like, if he goes further on with such performances like against Mid City, I think then there's a good chance, and then you can also speak it's a good experience for Messi to play next to Emi Buendia perhaps, but it's a long way till we are at this point. So for that he has to prove and week by week that he can perform on top class level, but if he can perform like against Man City, it's not too far away, if I'm honest.
He's already got a lot of assists in the Premier League already, haven't he?
Yes, it's important for all our offensive players. So, of course, it's important that they work a lot and they are there with good performance. But to add end product is also a sign of quality to the game. And for that, Emmy delivered already with many assists and many scoring points. And yeah, he can go on. He's totally allowed to do this.
I suppose the next stage for you as a team is to start getting points on the road. Carrow Road is a fortress.
Yes, that's a sign how quick football business changed, because last season we were praised a lot that we were unbelievable on the road, best away record. Yeah, right now we had two away games. One was at Anfield Road and the other at West Ham. So I would say decent sides, so not easy to win points there. But even in those games, we had our periods and our spells and we were competitive. And we know for us, it's each and every game is difficult on this level to win some points at home and away. And of course, also away is difficult. And but in each of the game, we can win points. And with this attitude, we'll also travel. Of course, it's always good when you're off the mark also in the away games. And we try to do this as quick as possible. But I don't expect that it will be easy tomorrow.
Daniel, I was going to say, is that a fair comparison to looking for the improvements you can make from the West Ham trip, given you're back on the road this time around? Is that maybe a performance you'd like to improve in terms of taking it on the road to Burnley?
I think it's a different approach, because West Ham and Burnley are different sides. So for that, it's not so much to compare these games. For example, it was also like the outcome in this West Ham game was also a bit due to really several unlucky developments during the game. We spoke a lot about this. I don't want to repeat this topics. But of course, after each and every game, we have to learn. And we spoke also about after the West Ham game, in order what we have to can learn out of this game for the Man City game. And I think we have brought this on the pitch, and for that I wouldn't compare just this West Ham game with next game at Burnley. So there are always different topics we have to learn out of several games. But yeah, even in this West Ham game, there were a few topics. For example, we were pretty dominant there in the first 25 minutes. But then, especially in the away games, it's important to get yourself the reward with a goal. For example, it was important that we were more or less hold the time, or at least after 50 minutes in lead against Man City. So to go in lead is so important in this league, and to be effective also to create even more chances and to be effective in adding end products in your own game during your good spells within the game is even the away games more important. Yeah, that we were a bit open in the end of the game was a bit due to the result also, that we took more risk, and we had 1.5 players who were not able to move anymore because we couldn't substitute, and there was another injury of Tom Tribal, who is out since this moment. So it was a bit unlucky developing of the game, but there are a few topics to learn out, yes.
I was just going to finally say that there was that element of West Ham kind of inviting you on a little bit, because they were quite wary of what you could do to them, which is obviously the sort of thing Manchester City were probably, in fairness, never going to do. They were always going to be on the front foot. So I guess, is there a certain point in the table where you're going to come up against sides who will look at you and go, we're going to let you do what you want and try and hit you around the back, and you've almost got to counter that? Mm.
No, that's exactly right. So in this terms, it's you can compare this, because against Man City was not the topic so much to control their counters, because it's when they are so much in possession and they press so high, it's not like you always have to be overly they are strong in counters as well, but if you are in lead against them, it's not such a big topic. But against West Ham, for example, it was important. I'm also pretty sure that it will be a topic tomorrow. So I'm sure that Burnley will try to press us, but there will be also different spells when we perhaps are able to bypass their pressing and control the game and bring the game into their half. In this moment, we have to be unbelievable, switch on, also to be prepared for the moment when we then perhaps lose the ball in order to control their counters. So to control their counters will be a quite important topic in order to be successful tomorrow. That's definitely right. Yes.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.